Hi, I'm Manaz Chaudhry, and this is my audio gloss for the excerpt from Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. A soundbite on African imperialism may seem anachronistic on a website about Native Americans, but there were two colonial crimes committed at Jamestown. The first was the forcible removal of the Indians from Virginia, and the second was the forced labor of 20 African slaves on a tobacco plantation. Both crimes would allow the U.S. to become one of the world's richest superpowers, and both crimes were based on the philosophy that the earth does not belong to those who have a different complexion or slightly flatter noses than ourselves. After the massacre of 1622, Jamestown colonists began to understand the natives in racialized terms, which was similar to the way in which they conceptualized their African slaves. No longer were the Indian savages worthy and with the possibility of successful conversion. Instead, they were stubborn heathens who stood in the way of expansion. Why, as Conrad points out, is imperialism not a pretty thing when we look at it too closely? Because the North American terrain can be imagined as empty only by willfully ignoring the existence of the Native Americans, or really conceiving them as a different order of human being, as subhuman, part of the natural environment. The idea of imperialism that Conrad comments on has always fascinated me, because it brings together the colonialist motives of glory, God, and gold into one idolatrous figure that the white man can set up, bow down before, and offer a sacrifice to. Conrad shows the contact between the white man and the other as not simply transforming the latter, which in our case would be the Negro or the Indian, but also transforming the colonialist and exposing the cruel and savage nature of their belief in the idea of colonialism.